Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. Women are taking the center stage now, not only in the United States, but around the world. I am so excited that I'm involved with the upcoming Women's Empowerment Roundtable Summit, which is going to be held March 19th, 2021. And it's a virtual event. So we expect women and young girls and men and boys who support women and young girls to participate in this upcoming event. We are so excited, and we have people, all types of groups and organizations who are supporting this effort, and we welcome you to attend. And so today I have Dr. Caroline Opende, who is on the organizing and planning committee for this event. And she is founder and CEO of the NGO Whisper. And so she's going to tell us all about this upcoming event, and we hope that you will attend. Dr. Caroline Opende is an award-winning global consultant and social entrepreneur, providing technical support to non-governmental organizations, also called NGOs, in Africa, Europe, North America, Latin America, and the Caribbean, so that they can successfully impact people's lives. Dr. Opende believes that socioeconomic development within low-income communities can be achieved by connecting people, raising funds, and impacting lives. Dr. Opende is a seasoned resource mobilization and business development specialist with over 15 years of experience in the nonprofit sector. Her knowledge and expertise in international development has impacted communities across the globe. She has raised over $100 million in U.S. And managed various projects worth U.S. dollars in 20 plus million. Dr. Opende's commitment to making a difference in people's lives, especially among women and girls and children in underserved communities, led her to establish the NGO Whisperer in 2018 as a consulting business with a global reach that provides technical support to nonprofits and social enterprises so that they can successfully impact people's lives. There are several initiatives that the NGO Whisper engages in. Global consulting. It also has the NGO Whisper magazine. And Dr. Opende serves as the host and producer of the NGO Whisper show. She's an international speaker and evangelist for social entrepreneurship. Dr. Opende has received recognitions for her contribution in resource mobilization and leadership development. Currently, Dr. Opende lives with her husband, Jose, in Manchester, United Kingdom. She enjoys cooking, African and Portuguese delicacies, and running. Welcome, Dr. Opende.
It is really an honor and a pleasure to be here today. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here today to talk about this impactful event that's going to be occurring during Women's History Month, and so we're excited to have you. So if you could you tell our audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, where you're from, where you live, your hobbies, your interests, and tell us all about the NGO Whisper.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's a really good question. To start us off, I am Kenyan, and I am born and bred in Kenya, went to school in Kenya, and in my 20s, I relocated to South Africa. And I lived and worked in South Africa until 2019, when I relocated from South Africa to the United Kingdom, where I am right now. I am in Manchester, United Kingdom, where I live with my husband, who is Portuguese. So between the two of us, we have four countries: Kenya, South Africa, the UK, and Portugal.
Wow, so you're really an international woman.
Yes, in that sense, yes, I am an international woman in that sense, but also professionally, I have worked in the nonprofit sector for over 15 years. I started working in the nonprofit sector way back when I was finishing my undergraduate, where I was studying at the University of Nairobi. I didn't set out to work in the nonprofit sector because my major for my undergraduate is so different from the nonprofit sector. I studied mathematics and chemistry.
Wow.
And I was on my way to becoming a scientist. There were two options for me: to study and be a statistician and kind of like work in the Central Bank of Kenya or World Bank. I was kind of eyeing those jobs, or to be a chemical engineer. And then something happened in my third year. There was this organization called I Choose Life Africa, and they were looking for student leaders, students who were in the leadership council of the university, to be trained as peer educators and HIV and AIDS campaigners or advocates, to train their peers on prevention of HIV back in the day when HIV was focused on the ABCs, abstinence, being faithful, or using a condom to prevent or curb the spread of the disease. And so I was chosen as one of the peer educators, and I went in all in, and I loved it. And my group came out top because we had 18 groups. Each group had about 10 students. And we used to have competitions and everything. And at the end of it, there was something like a quiz, just like a game night when they ask you questions, you know, about HIV, all these things that you've learned for 3 months. And my group came top. And one day, when I was minding my own business in an internship in a company, on my journey to getting into to intern either at the Central Bank or to get into graduate school to do chemical engineering, I got a phone call on a Sunday afternoon from the CEO of the organization that was just about to be founded, but they had trained us before. They were not a fully formed nonprofit. They were working as a kind of like a support group for students. And so I was invited to an interview, which lasted for about 5 minutes, and I got a job, and I didn't quite get it. And I was like, okay, so my job will be to come back every afternoon at about 5 o'clock and work with students. And he said, no, that is engineer Mike Mutungi, who founded this organization called I Choose Life Africa. He said, no, you have a job. You wake up in the morning, you come here on Monday, and this is your job, working in the nonprofit sector. And I was like, how is that? I didn't even have an interview. And he said, you did not need any interview. This is it. Do you want it? Show up tomorrow. But you still need to go back to your internship and let them know that you're not going to show up. Because that internship was more like, you know, you could resign in a day. So that was it. And I never looked back. So 5 years I worked with I Choose Life. Then I thought, okay, I need international experience. You know, you have a hunger and thirst for more. And I thought, let me go internationally. But how do I do that? Being in Kenya and the experience that I had, I thought maybe I can volunteer and work with an organization based on the skills that I have. And there's this organization, it's actually the oldest international volunteer placement organization in the world. It's called Voluntary Services Overseas. It's a British organization. It's kind of similar to Peace Corps, but the British version of it. So they got me placement in two countries. One was Malawi, which is one of the poorest countries in the world, and South Africa. And when I had a conversation with my mom, I looked at the job descriptions, not necessarily what the country would give, but what I was going to give to the community. And the work in Cape Town aligned very much with my experience. And I had a chat with my mom and she said, I think you will do well in South Africa. So I went to South Africa and lived there for over 10 years, worked with VSO, finished my contract after 2 years, and then got a job with another international organization. So to cut this all long story short, I went into South Africa thinking I'm going to volunteer, and South Africa gave so much to me in terms of international experience, what I was looking for. But then that is also the place where I founded the NGO Whisperer in 2018. I stepped out of my job and then founded the NGO Whisperer as a consulting business that is providing technical support to nonprofits and now social enterprises around the world. We focus on working in Africa, in Europe, North America, South America, the Caribbean region, as well as some countries also in Asia. And here we are today.
Wow, but you have an amazing history of experiences, and it's just absolutely delightful to hear how the universe just comes in and takes you a whole nother direction than what you thought you were going. You know, you being a woman in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and then move on to social entrepreneurship. That is really an incredible story. So I know you are on the planning committee for the upcoming Women's Empowerment Roundtable Summit, which is going to be held March 19th. 2021. Can you tell us a little bit about this summit and why people should attend this summit and participate in it?
Absolutely. I am always so excited when I talk about issues around women and girls. There is a saying, and I will paraphrase it. People have said it differently. When you educate a man, you educate one person, but when you educate a woman, you educate a whole village or a whole community. And these are not things that people just say because they have heard it. I've had firsthand experience in doing this because of the work that I have done, mostly centered around women and girls. And so when Brenda Morant, whom we featured on the NGO Whisperer magazine, reached out to me last year and she said, Caroline, I would like us to collaborate and work together. And she had an idea of having this women roundtable summit. We discussed and started, you know, having all these meetings, and we're just so honored to have you, Dr. Houston, also in the committee, the planning committee. So basically, this is around Women's Empowerment Roundtable Summit that is convened by the International Women's Think Tank and co-hosted by the United Nations Association in Atlanta and also the RCE in Greater Atlanta. And together, these three organizations, along with many other organizations who are part of the planning committee, and Dr. Ramona Houston, you are part of that, your organization is part of that, the NGO is part of that, but these are the three organizations headlining this event with the support and the backup of the United Nations. And so we are gathering for one main goal, and the goal is to achieve global goals, best practices, and lessons learned to share these from a global perspective. You know, we're talking about women empowerment, And we cannot run away from the effects of COVID-19 on women. And when you talk about women also, you cannot leave their children. I mean, when you look at every situation, Ramona, I was thinking, the other day, when we think about homeschooling, uh-huh. It's the mothers who do the homeschooling. Correct. And you will ask in so many homes, and I know there are fathers who are contributing to that. And so our first panel is actually looking at issues around women and children. And what we're calling it is really the well-being of women and children with the lens of the impact of COVID-19 on women and children and our future as a society. So like what I said before is you cannot really speak about a woman without them introducing issues that are affecting her and her family, and she always thinks about her children. So we're going to have a roundtable talk to discuss this. And we have panelists from around the world. We're talking about panelists, you know, some from Africa, from Latin America, and of course from the United States of America, some of whom live there but are originally from other parts of the world. So that is the first panel. The second panel is going to look at women and entrepreneurship. We know that entrepreneurship provides a solution for women to contribute and to be productive members of the society, especially when you look at women in low and middle income countries. When you think about job opportunities, especially now with COVID, so many people have lost their jobs, but the percentage of women goes, if you look at every country, goes over 70% of these positions were held by women. While we cannot explain truly why that is so, but we know that there is inequality in the workplace. And so one of those solutions is to look at revisioning business through partnerships and co-branding for women. How can women empower themselves, not as job seekers, but job creators, in their own right as entrepreneurs? I believe women are the best entrepreneurs you can find, because if you go into any home, Dr. Houston, if you go into any home when there's not, when people say there's nothing to eat, mama always finds something.
Exactly.
And
she cooks,
and everyone would love it. And nothing explains who an entrepreneur is rather than someone who is able to take something and sell it, whether you're selling it to your family in terms of putting food on the table, but also looking at how women in the society are very, very entrepreneurial or resourceful. And this is why we have this panel, to discuss all these issues. And just for our audience to know also, at the backdrop of all this discussion is the global goals, or what we call the Sustainable Development Goals. So while all the global goals, really in its true sense, if you support women and meet global goal number 5, which is gender equality, we believe that you'll be able to meet all the others. But we have selected a few, and I'm going to share this with our audience, if you would allow me, Dr. Houston.
Yes, and before you start sharing the SDGs, let's give a little background about what the SDGs are. They are, the United Nations actually established the Global Compact back in the year 2000 in order to get businesses as well as global partners and nonprofits to really change the world in terms of their business practices and make an impact on our world to make it more sustainable. And it was founded by Kofi Annan, who was Secretary General of the United Nations at that time. And so the United Nations Global Compact has created 17 Sustainable Development Goals, also called SDGs. Mm-hmm. And so the Global Compact is working to get all businesses and as well as nonprofits, as well as the government sector to really partner in solving global issues and challenges. So with that being said, I just wanted to give our audience a little background about the SDGs. Can you please move forward in talking about what the 17 SDGs are?
Absolutely, absolutely. With the 17 SDGs, we've had now a few years to get to the, you know, to the quarter way mark, you know. So they started out in 2020, and the backdrop of it is before we had the Millennial Development Goals, which were 10 goals, we got to 2015. And then from there on, there was the introduction of the Sustainable Development Goals, which started on, and now we are 5 years into the Sustainable Development Goals, which also known as the Global Goals. And 2020 was a critical year for achieving some of those targets out of the 17 development goals. These are 17 issues or I would say solutions to the problems of the world, ranging from, you know, number one, which we are going to deal with, which is no poverty. Number two is zero hunger. Number three is good health and well-being. Number four is on quality education. Number five is on gender equality. Number six is on clean water and sanitation. And for us, for this summit, we're not going to deal with number seven, but we will jump to number eight, which is very much aligned with our roundtable talk on co-branding and entrepreneurship for women, which is decent work and economic growth. And then, of course, number 10 is on reduced inequalities at all levels in leadership, in countries, and even in within the communities. And lastly, what we're going to look at this conference in terms of lessons learned and best practices, will also touch on Sustainable Development Goal number 16, which is on peace, justice, and strong institutions. And you know, we wanna build strong institutions for women to thrive, because we know when women thrive, their families thrive. When women get better education, when they are economically independent, children will get better education. There will be no hunger in the homes. There will be gender equality in the home and in the communities. There will be clean water and sanitation because they can afford it. There's going to be decent work and economic growth in the society or in communities that they come from. And that is why we have chosen these specific global goals.
Thank you so much for that background information and why this upcoming conference is going to be so impactful in addressing many of the United Nations Global Compact SDGs, SDGs and those goals. So if you could, I mean, you've given us a really, really great overview of the conference. Could you provide information on if, for those of our listeners who are interested in attending, where do they need to go and register?
Thank you. The event is now all ready for people to register. So the event or the summit will be held on the 19th of March, which is a Friday, and it'll be held from 9 o'clock in the morning to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And for those who want to register to attend, you have to go to UNA, which is the United Nations Association of Atlanta, UNA-ATL, Atlanta. UNA.org. I will say that again, UNA-ATL.org. That is the website to go to register. And also, if you can go on Eventbrite, the event is also there. The links will take you straight there. We will be sharing this on social media. For those who are following me, the NGO Whisperer page, we will also provide guidelines on how you can get your ticket. We want you to come. We want you to invite women groups, cooperatives, not just women. We are looking at young girls. We are looking at young leaders. Also, invite men so they can learn how to better support the women in their lives, whether it's their wives, girlfriends, daughters, grandmothers, aunties, whoever, because it doesn't make sense to empower women and not educate men and boys on how to work with women and give women what they need. Not that we need so much support in that way, but we all know our society is very patriarchal. And for us to really succeed at bringing not just equality, but equity in the society, we need to collaborate with men in the society.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that website with us. Again, it's www.una-atl.org. And then go to their events page and you'll find more information about the summit. I totally agree with you on the fact that we really need to, but women really need to be surrounded by affirming men, men who believe in women's empowerment and support women's empowerment. And the only way you get to that point is if you actually believe that. And so by educating men on issues that women are facing, as well as getting them, encouraging them to support women who are in their families and in their networks, is so valuable to the empowerment of women. So thank you very much for opening the doors and making sure that men know that we welcome their participation in this impactful event. You know, I really like what you talked about in terms of how COVID has impacted women specifically in terms of their professional and their personal lives. And that this conference is really about how to help women in terms of dealing not only with the contemporary issues that we have due to COVID, but how do we look beyond COVID to empower women and make sure they're in positions of power, that they're very much included in leadership on all levels of various different organizations, as well as having women to be able to be independently wealthy in creating jobs for not only themselves, but creating jobs for others. This looks like it will be indeed an impactful event. You talked about the fact that there are going to be speakers from all over the world joining this particular conference. So we're really excited that it's happening. Again, that website is una-atl.org, and you can go to the events page. We have Dr. Caroline Opende with us today, just telling us all about the upcoming Women's Empowerment Roundtable Summit, which is going to be held March 19th, 2021. It is headlined and co-hosted by the International Women's Think Tank, the United Nations Association of the United States of America, Atlanta Chapter, and RCE of Greater Atlanta. So is there any other information you want to tell us about this event and why people should join us or any other details you want to share that you think our audience may find valuable?
Absolutely. Thank you for that. This is an event like no other. You know, you can go to conferences, you can go to summits, and after that, you quickly forget what was discussed. And next year comes another Women's Month. We have another event. as one of the people in the committee, together with our amazing team, of whom, you know, like I mentioned, Dr. Houston is part of the team, we made sure that this conference and the discussions, the best practices, the lessons learned that will be shared by amazing speakers who are mostly women. I believe we only have one gentleman speaking so far. These lessons learned, and they're sharing lessons learned from the UN to community-based organizations. And why is that so? It's important to learn what's happening at the grassroots level. And also it's important to understand what the future is for us at the United Nations level, because they are the custodians of the Sustainable Development Goals. So we have UN agencies, different representatives from different agencies and arms of the UN coming in to share lessons learned from that level. And we also have people from grassroots organizations who are working within communities. The most beautiful thing that I like, and I just appreciate the fact that the team agreed on this, is that there's going to be takeaway learnings, best practices that we are going to document. And after that, the plan is to present these as papers and share them across the board at various fora that will be held, not just in the United States, but globally with our participants. So for every participant, for every woman, for every girl who will be joining us, this is not going to be the first time you see us and we disappear for 12 months. You will be hearing from us as we share learning with you, draft papers, and use this to influence policy, which is the best way to change a community. When you have the leaders giving you their ear, they listen to you and they put it as a policy, government policy, or even the law, change the law in favor of women, then you have won. And that's where we are heading to.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Caroline Opende, today for telling us all about the Women's Empowerment Roundtable Summit, which will be on March 19th. And our theme for this year is Achieving Global Goals, Best Practices, and Lessons Learned. And we hope that you will join us. Again, the website is una-atl.org. And then go to their events page. We want you to register right now, today. Spread the word to your families and to your networks, because this is going to be a spectacular and impactful event. Thank you, Dr. Opende, for joining us today. We really appreciate your presence on the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here today.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.